me more aware of the things I could be doing with my music and, you know, the people we can help. And it's just, it's awesome to be doing, you know, for one, doing the thing I love best is playing music, but also to be able to do something good with it. And I'm really excited about this.
Well, again, thank you for coming on. I want to thank you, Brad. Tell everybody, either go to the Splits Facebook page, or also you can go to Team Autism on Facebook. Again, this is a concert benefit fundraiser for the Play Place for Autistic Children tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. This is at Plymouth Rock at 1020 Ann Arbor Road in Plymouth, Michigan. So I don't know what your plans are, but if you want to hear great music and support a great cause, again, go to either Team Autism on Facebook or The Split, or just look up autisticplayplace.org. Thank you, fellas.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, it's just about that time. And I have the pleasure of having one of the most talented people to co-host this show with me, talking about none other than Mr. Dave Twitchell, who just recently joined the Motor Life crew, and we gotta tip our hat to him for helping facilitate things and keep the music coming. Wouldn't have had that phone call go off successfully with both guests had it not been for Mr. Twitchell. So a shout out to you, Dave, and on with the show. Motor Life Drive at 5, now with our good friend, Amy Petty. Amy, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Hello.
Hi there.
I am so glad to meet you today. We've had the pleasure of getting acquainted online, and I've been listening to your music, but I've had both shoulders tapped by two giants here at WHFR, talking about Stone Perkins and our own Bill Keith, from formerly of Five Gears, Stone was, that is, and talking about Light from the Underground with Mr. Bill Keith. They have been champions of you and your music, and that's why we've been playing you, your recorded stuff. But Amy Petty's here.
I'm so excited.
How you do? Let me get stuff out of the way.
I'm so good. I know. Hi. There you are. Hi.
How you do?
I'm great. This is great. And I'm so flattered that they, you know, thought to introduce us and get me on the show.
Bill does a great thing outside of here, several places outside of here. He's just that giving guy,
yep,
even to be a Spartan. But also we have Stone Perkins, who saw you at Trinity House, mm-hmm, and was adamant that not quite Five Gears material, but
right,
definitely material that the world should be listening to. And that's what we're doing on Motor Live Drive at 5.
That's awesome.
So
that's so cool.
We've had our share of talk for the last few minutes.
Right on.
There should be some music happening.
Let's do it.
You ready to do some music?
I'm ready.
What are you going to kick to us first?
I'm going to play a song called The Picture. This is from my album House of Doors. And I wrote it after reading a friend's blog. And he started it by saying, "I would love to have a different kind of day." And man, I thought that was a cool thing to say. So here it is.
Amy Petty.
Here's a picture, blank on your horizon, waiting for the day to make its kill. It's still early, and my thoughts are not all gathered, and my confidence is rather still. I would love to have a different kind of day, a different kind of day than I am used to. It makes me feel so tall and hollow, like I don't care if tomorrow ever comes. You move alongside, you move alongside.
You know, I don't know what it is. It was just richer and fuller than you expect from one person by themselves. Just her and her guitar.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, so that training and education paid off in terms of being able to fill up a room.
Yeah, that's a really nice way of saying, hey, you sing real loud.
No, loud is one thing. Loud is one thing. That's something else.
Cool, thank you so much.
There's a difference.
That's awesome.
We've had people who want to come on the show but won't come down from loud and let us tune them to the room so they're playing the room. Mm-hmm. You come in and you just made this room a hall, a concert hall.
Quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, thank you. That's great. Well, you know what? That's important. And I actually don't think that's talked about enough, is singing, finding a way to take any room that you're in and making it a hall, making it a concert venue. That's why, you know, house concerts are, they're so cool, because you can do that. You can take somebody's living room, somebody's dining room, somebody's basement, and transform it into this grand stage if you just believe that that's what it is, you know. So
for you, has there been a difference in the physical room or venue you've played in and how you approach it? Because your range allows you to just hit it. Your dad was mixing in rock bands.
Right.
So you know what a loud club was like.
Yep.
And then you fill up amphitheaters.
Right.
You sing different?
You know, I guess I technically do. I mean, I was trained classically, so I know what it's like to be in a big hall and to be standing at the back of the stage and to try to hit that seat way in the back behind the post, you know. That's something that I guess I know how to do. And then at the same time, to take these really small rooms and to say something very personal and intimate in a very small space requires a different kind of heart and feeling. But honestly, I don't think about that. I used to.
You don't have to anymore.
I don't think I have to anymore. No, I mean, and to me, it all kind of feels the same. And so I don't really think about it anymore.
That's okay. That's the professional there. Hey, yeah. We get some people who will get there. We cross our fingers, you know, they just got out of high school and can strum a few chords.
Right.
And maybe had some vocal classes, as opposed to just trying to do the Linkin Park and blow them all out, or mm-hmm. Amy Lee,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to hit the top of the ceiling. But you, like I said, it's more than just volume. There was something there.
Good. That's great. That's what I hope. That's what I hope people hear. That's what I go into it with. So I'm so glad that you...
Does it make you more inclined to just... get hold of a great song, whoever it comes from, as opposed to perhaps make sure it has to be written by me or it doesn't count?
No, I love doing covers. I love taking somebody's song that, you know, maybe I've heard a million times and just like imagining that I wrote it, you know. Of course I didn't.
If this had been done right.
Yeah. Right. Or if it had been written, like if I had written it, what possibly could my frame of mind have been? And so to take it to that place, that's one of my favorite things to do. I love doing that. That's really how I got started. I mean, I suppose that's how every singer-songwriter gets started. You sit down with a guitar and you say, oh, I could probably play that song. Oh, I bet I could do it pretty cool. And you try to mimic it exactly. And then one day you realize, oh, I kind of like the way I do this better. Mm. Or you perform it for somebody and they totally dig that. And you're like, wow, cool. And then it all spins from there, but yeah, absolutely.
Which came first, the guitar or the vocal?
Vocal, totally.
Just because physical, a kid couldn't handle the guitar, or?
You know, we need like 5 hours to talk about this.
You got it.
For some reason, when I was young, I thought that girls were not allowed to be good at instruments.
Okay.
I don't know why. And then
you missed the Runaways.
Oh, yes, I did. See, well, that's the thing. Like, I thought, yeah. I mean, the shame of the matter is, it was Whitney Houston and Cyndi Lauper, and neither of them were ever holding an instrument, and that bothered me. And it didn't bother me until later.
Producer-driven music.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to be a singer. Like, obvious. Who could play 12 instruments?
Cyndi Lauper.
See, I didn't know that. She's an amazing musician. She's incredible. But I just thought she had cool hair and she could sing. That's all I thought she had going for her.
It wasn't until she reinvented herself that the truth came out.
Right.
And
that jazz album that she released, like, how cool was that? Like, I mean, I didn't know she could do that stuff.
I just recently listening to her blues CD.
Yeah.
Because our own Joanne Kuczynska has been playing it. And I just was Cyndi blues.
Yeah.
I loved when she had friends on to cover her own music and reimagine it. And that was cool. That Japanese girl group who actually does play their instruments was with her.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure who that is.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But when people go see you live, is it going to be how much of a mix your own and...
I do mostly my own stuff. I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-ish songs that I usually throw in, like a... You know, if I do a 2-set night, there's about 5 cover songs that I'll do, or maybe 4 or 5. So, but I really, I mean, I like doing cover songs. It's fun.
Okay.
So I think, you know, when I realize that I don't have any time to do anything right now, I daydream about doing some kind of a cool cover band. Like, how fun would that be? You know? So I don't know, maybe someday.
But in the meantime, you've got 3 albums of your own.
Yeah.
Now, House of Doors was the most recent?
Actually, my Christmas album is the most recent. Okay. But of my studio albums,
talk about the ultimate cover songs.
Yeah. Yeah, right. No kidding.
Now, what's the next song you have coming from us? Is from which album?
Let's see. You know what? Okay. You want one from an album? I'll do this one from House of Doors as well.
Which one are we going to hear now?
We're going to hear A Promise's Demise.
Yes. Thank you.
Sure.
Amy Petty, A Promise's Demise. You see, I'm more familiar with the more recent stuff. Good. I avoided the Christmas album, Amy. I'm sorry.
Well, it's too early.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, I guess not technically because...
Well, it's November now.
It is.
But when I first got the music, it was like September.
And you're like, I'm not listening to
I'm
this.
Not listening
to No, Christmas. I drove down Heinz Drive to get here. It's totally Christmas time.
No, already?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, enough of me. Okay. What song are we doing?
A Promise's Demise.
Amy Petty.
Well, I don't do optimism. I do, well, whatever. And I don't do, maybe someday. I do, now or never. And I don't have the patience, 'cause I've got a ticking clock. And I don't do closed for business. No, I do a Jimmy. A promise is to keep, but a squeaky soul and self-control are sold for pretty cheap. So ask me no more questions and I will tell you no more lies. That I can't promise anything but promises to oh, can't ask why they cry, then try to deny like some big, strong, tough guy. No, I ain't gonna say hello when all I wanna say is goodbye. 'Cause a promise is a promise, and a promise is to keep, but a squeaky soul and self-control are sold for pretty cheap. So ask me no more questions, and I will tell you no more lies. 'Cause I can't promise anything but a promise's demise. No. Is to keep, but a squeaky soul and my self-control are sold for so cheap. So ask me no more questions, and I will tell you no lies, because I can't promise anything but a promise is a denial.
Promises Demise, Amy Petty. I'm kind of scared to ask. Can I ask what went into that?
Well, I always say that that's the song about my attitude problem. So, okay, really, here's what it is. You know when someone asks you, hey, I need to talk to you, and I haven't told anybody else this, and can you just keep this between us for now? And you're like, yes, totally. But you have no intention of keeping that between you. You just want the scoop. I was thinking, and you know, maybe you're a better person than me.
No, because I go in knowing that I'm going to feel guilty. So I guess I'm just saying.
Well, and see now, I totally do feel guilty. So I just write a song about it and feel better.
Okay. Now, I was wondering about the other definition of promise and promises broken. And I was like, but that's interpretation.
Yeah, totally. And you know, I like that. I like it when... I tend to talk a lot before my songs, and I need to stop doing that.
Why?
Like at a house concert, I will just like talk for 10 minutes about a song and then do the song. And I'm like, why did I even sing the song? I didn't have to. They already know what it's about.
You mentioned house concerts.
Yeah.
You mean like a venue house, a concert house, or do you, what?
No, like going to someone's house, like sitting in their living room. And
so like if I have a get together of a significant amount of people.
It doesn't even have to be significant. I've done house concerts for 5 people. And I mean, it's just, they are the coolest. So, okay, wait. Have you not been to like a house concert? Like gone to somebody's house?
Well, I've been to like friends who are in bands saying, come over and, or like somebody's having a graduation party or what have you.
And they have like a band or something. Yeah. No, this whole house concert thing, if you don't know about it, it is.
Is this a new thing?
No. No, it's an old idea.
Well, I attribute it to like the hippie revival.
That's right. It is. It's totally like an old hippie.
This is the
thing.
Goth of Billy Man, folks.
But it's so great. I mean, okay, so I lived on the East Coast for years.
Yes.
And it's bigger there than it is here. I might be lying about that. I think I'm right though. I mean, it seems like most people on the East Coast know. At least
people
who are in the
scene. Props again for all of our East Coast listeners. Welcome, WHFR. You're in Dearborn, Michigan now. I got a native home.
Yeah.
I want her to spread something here that perhaps
that we got going on
over there.
Grow. It's great. And I mean, so just like an example. And okay. again, I need 5 hours to talk about this, so I will cut this down.
Well, I'll give you two, because I'm going to ask you, when you mentioned house party, house concert, the first thing that clicked in my mind was something I read you wrote about not sure. auditioning for certain shows.
Yep.
And you mentioned right away you were singing at a house concert. Mm-hmm. So we'll come back to that, but tell me about...
Yeah, so these... Okay, so basically it's just somebody who loves music and who loves the live performance of songs written by the people who then come to their home and perform them. And it's... This is like, that's totally my scene. This is the singer-songwriter scene. It is the coolest thing. And so they invite me to their home and they invite their friends. They have like a suggested donation at the door, because this is what I do for a living. It helps keep me on the road. It puts gas in my gas tank to get to the next gig, food in my mouth while I'm trying to stay alive as a musician. And I can sell CDs if I want to. Sometimes there will be food, and it's just this great, everybody comes and sit. Usually they'll have chairs set up, and people just sit and listen, and I give a legit concert right in their living room or in their basement or in their dining room or wherever. And it is awesome. I have never done a bad house concert. I've never been to a bad house concert in my life. They are all amazing. And even it sounds like a little bit like at first, it's great when you're doing a house concert. And I always ask, how many people have never been to a house concert? And a few hands go up and I'm like, this is about to get less weird than it is right now. Because it feels so strange at first. And then by the end of the night, you're like, why doesn't this happen every single weekend at every house on the block? Because it's just great.
That's so eye-opening or ear-opening. Because, you know, I know you as somebody who's been playing venues and has CDs for sale at your website.
Mm-hmm.
Affiliation with the label still.
Yep.
And you're on iTunes. So, hey, kid, you're in the 21st century. Right. Amazon, too?
Mm-hmm. Or? Yep, Amazon. Yeah, all the places that you can buy music, I'm pretty sure I'm there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now, here's the thing. Can we call it an op-ed?
Yeah, yes. Oh, that's good. That's better than blog. Yes.
Okay, this was... I came away from this like an op-ed. And yeah, you say at the end, learn more about what a house concert is here, and here. And but when you were talking about what it means to be a successful musician, I was like, gone, girl, because that's what people have to realize now. If you're not willing to tour, if you're not willing to find a means to connect live with people.
Right.
Sorry, the digital age... I'm kind of one of those people who think some of this technology devalued music and that it's too easy to get in some way.
I think you're right. I think you're right, especially for... And, you know, seriously, there are a lot of people out there who, like, they were born in the exact right perfect time. Like, their music was made to be online.
And yet...
That's it.
That's the other side of the coin.
Right.
I'm sorry if I sounded so negative other side of the coin.
Because I am on the other side of the coin. I'm the one who's like, okay, it's great. Like, social media is awesome, but my music dies a little bit if I don't get that public place to actually sit and just perform it myself.
And here's what it comes down to. Certain artists who... I'm grinching saying artists... Certain entertainers who have sold bajillions of albums can't keep their clothes on for getting their everything zipped back up. And at that point, nobody can hide the fact anymore that this whole entire show has been a lip sync fest.
Right.
So.
And, you know, I think that's okay. So in this op-ed piece that I wrote, I think that's the whole point. And I wish I would have just come right out more and said this. There are two distinct categories of being a musician nowadays. There are people who are more, they want to entertain. They want to be in this like spotlight that it's not really so much about the music. Maybe it kind of can be.
It's a vehicle for being a celebrity.
Yeah, maybe. And look, like, no judgment. Like, I think that's fine.
Congratulations.
But it's not for me. Like, that is just not for me. I mean, I have no interest.
If somebody goes to see you perform live, even if you have a wardrobe malfunction, you'll be able to sing through it.
Or I would be legit embarrassed and then write a song about it and bring it back next year to the same house.
But see,
concert.
This is the
and
time.
And then we'd all be like friends and family forever.
When you want pictures to actually get snuck and leaked online, because then your social media crick, your Twitters blow up and boom.
Like, oh, I went viral. And so, you know,
Wendy Williams will have you on the show. TMZ will talk about you.
Yeah, no, thanks.
What's his name?
Hilton.
Yeah. The fact that I don't know is something I'm proud of.
This is the unit. Perez Hilton.
Yeah, thank you. No, it wasn't the other one. She is an example of what we're talking about. But this is a house music.
Yeah. And you know, it's hard. I mean, a lot of people
house
concerts. A lot of people don't know that there's a difference. They're like, oh, you don't want to be Christina Aguilera? And I'm like, okay, there's one of her. She's that girl can sing like crazy, but that's not what I aspire to. There is something else. And most people don't know that. They don't even think about it. So
what do you want to sing next?
Oh, heavens. How about you'd think I'd just be able to pull something out here.
That's because I took you out of here. But you got me out of. I was like, what? House concert.
What are we talking about here? No, it's
good. I want to do a house concert now.
I don't know. How about a murder ballad? You want to hear that?
After that last track took my mind where it did, this would be great. Let's hear a murder ballad at a house concert.
This, yeah.
What was that board game or Clue?
Clue. Oh, yeah. Right? Is that what it was?
Yeah. We need a murder ballad while we're playing Clue.
Yeah, you do.
Amy Petty, give us a murder ballad.
All right, I will. Here it is. This is called The Innocent Cry, and as far as I know, it's not a true story.
I never thought I'd have to have this talk with you. I never thought that this is what it would come to. In the middle of the desert, in the midday sun, you with a shovel and me with a gun. Remember you asked me if I trusted you. You said, babe, if you trust me, I'll make your dreams come true. And all you gotta do, you said, is watch the door. And you walked in the diner and yelled, everybody hit the floor. You broke my innocence and you stole my pride. You took my emotions on a dead devil ride. And you told me you loved me, that was a bold-faced lie. But you got what you wanted, you made the innocent cry. This thing, it went as well as these things go. Give me all your money, you say, and they do as they're told. But the girl behind the counter, she was calm and cool. I was looking at her when she smiled at you. And then I knew you broke my innocence. And you stole my pride. And you took my emotions on a daredevil ride. And you told me you loved me, that was a bold-faced lie. But you got what you wanted, you made the innocent cry. First rodeo. Before you came to town, I was a one-man show. Did you really think that I would two lovebirds, you don't know me at all. No, you don't know me at all. See, I didn't want to have this talk with you. And it's funny, this is what it would come to. See, I didn't want to have to hear you plead for your life. I just wanted you to listen as I told you why. Why I broke her innocence and why I stole her pride. Why I took her emotions on a daredevil ride. And she told me she loved you, and boy, that is why. Well, is this what you wanted? Oh, no, 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 no. Well, I got what I wanted. I made the innocent
Innocent Cry, Amy Petty. I don't know. Were you listening to some Bruce Springsteen, Nebraska?
Yeah.
Felt that one? As far as we know, it's not a true story.
As far as I know. But you know, there's still time. Who knows?
I haven't broken any promises to Amy Petty, so I'm not looking to be making any innocent cries, guilty cries, or or no, they got enough guilt to deal with. What was that from? That wasn't on any of the albums? Was that new?
It's, no, not yet. It's a newer song. Not a new song, but it's one of my newer ones that, you know, might make it onto the next album. So we'll see.
Might?
It might. I hope so, because I kind of totally dig it.
Might?
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, you know, wouldn't that be awesome to have, you know,
and then
tons of songs
get a copy out here to WHFR. Oh, otherwise,
of course, I'll hand deliver it.
What are we going to do after the show? We're going to go up to make this a podcast and telling people to come back and stream or download.
Yeah, that's it.
And I can like give a copy of this unreleased song to Bill Keith and whoever else.
Absolutely.
WHFR.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. Speaking of all the venues to hear your music, mm-hmm. we talked about the Amazon, the CD Baby, mm-hmm. iTunes, and definitely come see Amy Petty at a house concert.
Yep.
Or where else will people be seeing
you? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm at a point in my life right now where a lot of life has happened.
Yes.
And it's time for me to...
Brand new life.
Yeah, brand new life. I have a little six-month-old daughter. And
beautiful.
Yeah, and she's the best person on the planet.
Absolutely.
So, you know, of course she is, and she's brilliant. And
I was going to change this globe to go the direction it's supposed to.
Of course, of course. And I mean, you know, she's so great, and so many things in my life have changed. And then also, like, my life hasn't changed at all. Like, I mean, again, I need 5 hours to discuss this, but
yeah.
So we won't go into it.
I'm sorry, you're down to three now.
I know. But I just, you know, I'm in a place where I'm having thoughts and epiphanies, and my life is kind of changing before my eyes, and I'm excited to just sit and write and just come up with ideas and have new thoughts for performing, and I'm just excited about that. So I'm taking the next 2 months and just doing that, and I'm so excited. And then after that, I'm going to be, you know, I'm booking for that. I'm playing at Trinity House in May. I've got some private concerts, you know, just private little shows here and there. But yeah, I mean,
in the meantime, if mm-hmm. anybody is listening mm-hmm. and says, I wonder if she's going to spend the next few years until this little one is ready to go to kindergarten and spend 6 hours of the day without mommy,
yeah.
can we get her to share some of that unreleased music with us and put it on Christina's or Rihanna's or Gwen's next album?
Yeah. I wonder about that. I'm interested. Okay, so that song that I just sang came from this whole idea that I needed to write music on purpose instead of waiting for it to, like, come to me and be, like, very purposefully about me. And so that's kind of a new thing that I want to try, writing music that's for, like, how would it sound if somebody else sang it? Right now I can't really imagine somebody else singing my songs, but how cool would that be to write it for somebody else? I would totally love to do that. So I don't know. Maybe that's something else that I start doing. Maybe I have my
own
songs.
Do you become the covered artist at that point? How's that go when you're a writer?
That makes my head explode. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't have a clue. I can't even fathom it. Because all these songs are so, like, you know, so it freaks me out when I hear somebody, like, humming along to one of my songs. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's people crazy. Who've been to more than one
house concert
or one.
They have the CD or whatever, and they know songs. It's so bizarre to me because they're so lodged inside of the core of who I am, and then to hear somebody else singing it, it's crazy.
Now,
but I love it.
A little bit of technology thing.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my curiosity.
Sure.
Are you one of those people who it's not released until you've got the vinyl version out there for people to pick up? I mean, do you have any wax LPs out there?
I don't think I do, no. I don't. I'm not. Am I opposed to that? I wonder how my record label feels about that. I don't know. You know what? To me, it just has to be a good performance. I don't necessarily care if something is, like, technically released. Seriously, my record label might have a different opinion on that. But as long as it's a good, as long as it's a good performance,
it's
for
something
me,
nice for people to take away from a house concert.
Yeah.
And have, you like her music? I saw her last weekend.
Right.
No, I didn't go to New York. No,
yeah,
she
right.
was. She's not going to play
from a house concert in Farmington Hills. You know, like, how cool would that be?
Do you?
I probably do. My husband and I were just talking about this today.
Well, do you lay down those rules when you go into a house concert?
I don't. I've never even.
So if they put up the video camera,
they've done it. I've had video at house concerts. I don't think people are, like, bootlegging under their seats or anything. But maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe they are.
Because then when you hit YouTube or Vimeo, and people are going, can I play this? Can I get the rights to this? Where do you stand?
You know what? That is not a bridge I've had to cross yet.
May you have these troubles in the near future.
That would be great. These are excellent problems to have.
Hey.
So, hey, yeah, we'll see.
Give them another song they should be bootlegging.
All right.
What are we going to hear next?
Okay, how about, I'm going to do a song.
Yes, I know. WHFR is the ultimate bootleg. I'm just saying this.
Let's do a
motor,
song
that is.
Called Moses. And I wrote this song. it can be a long story if I talk about it too much, but, you know.
You're down to 2.5 hours.
Down to 2.5 hours. If you know the story of Moses at all, his life was, like, totally crazy. There was just, like, one crazy thing after the next that happened to him. And so just thinking about some of the crazy things that he had to go through, and one of them was talking to the burning bush, and, like, something is kind of crazy about that. But the thing that struck me the most was that he argued with it. He argued.
With a burning bush.
With a shrub that was on fire. Like, there's a little bit of craziness there. But also, I kind of fully understand. So I sat with that for a while. And I wrote this song. This is called Moses.
By Amy Petty, right here on Motor Life Drive at 5.
Well, I can carry, but I am not strong. I may be right, but I might be wrong. I am here, but I don't belong. There's got to be someone else. am smart, but I am not wise. Oh, the horrors I've seen with these eyes, and these lips have spoken many lies. There's got to be someone else. You pick me, and I would start, but I am too slow. Oh, I think I aged out long ago, and besides, I don't know where to go. There's got to be someone else, and I am brave, but I got no. And I'd make the grade if I got the curve. I know they want me to serve, but there's got to be someone else. No, why would you pick me? But the flame of the word, it burns within that tree. Oh Lord, what do you see in me? I can speak, but I am not loud. And I would beg, but I am too proud. You see, a follower cannot lead this crowd. There's got to be someone else. Oh Lord, I cannot see what you see. Oh Lord, what do you see in me? Oh Lord, I cannot see what you see. Oh pick me.
Amy Petty, right here on WHFR, the only station making waves. Okay, the most off-the-cuff thing I can think to say is just, in addition to just some of our folk shows or our adventurous, maybe Mrs. Robinson, be interesting. We don't like genres, and here we have them. We have DJs who play, you know, certain music as opposed to others. But in addition to the aforementioned genres, you could also get in on Sunday with certain, and maybe not Scrockin' or Batal, but certainly Andy Parks would fit that.
Cool. Wow,
everything gospel. Do you see it gospel or just spiritual, or do you just lyrics?
I guess technically I do. And I have to say that I wrote this song after hearing about, you know, just hearing the story of Moses at church, and I was like, just like dude, that's crazy. And for some, for whatever reason, people don't focus on that part of it, the fact that he was arguing with a tree. Like, they don't focus on that. And that's, so that's what I focused on. But I take those, I guess I do this a lot in my songs. I'll take these very spiritual ideas, and they're not just for one kind of people. They apply to everybody. Like, the same, that's the same thing.
We just happen to be speaking in English, but this is no less true in German.
Exactly.
Französisch.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, how many people, you know, feel like that they're supposed to be doing something, and they're like, oh, not me. Like, no, I can't because of the following, you know, 437 reasons. Everybody knows what that feels like. Everybody knows. And then you realize, you're like, I'm not even arguing with anybody. I'm arguing with myself. How ridiculous is that? Everybody knows what that's like. So I try to find those
universal
things that everybody can kind of relate to, and, you know, makes
one
me
metaphor
tick.
Makes it easy to latch on to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't make it any less relatable.
Exactly.
More so.
Yep. Yep. You pick it up where you can, and, you know, I do get a lot of them from, you know, spiritual ideas.
Now, people, like we say, let you clarify what all sources people get your music, your CDs, your digital, what have you, from?
Sure. The best way is to come to a show. I wish I had one that I could say, come tomorrow night and I'll be at the following place. But tomorrow night I will be changing diapers, I'm sure, at my house. So
universal this, Mom.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to come over and get a CD, you can help me change diapers too. That's the best way. Come to a show. Come find me. Come find me on Facebook. I like talking to people.
Twitter?
Reading about their... I do Twitter. I'm bad with Twitter. 140 characters. It feels very...
But then again, you see some rants and you go, stop it, 140.
That's true. Yeah, somebody needs to cut you off. Right. So, I do. I like Twitter. I do it in bursts. But yeah, find me on Twitter. Maybe I'll say something smart someday. I don't know. And then,
if your lyrics are any indication, we think you've got.
Yeah, good. Oh, good.
Could that be a training, not training ground, testing ground for lyrics?
Sometimes, you know, actually, you know what? More than that, I just like reading what other people say. I just like reading their stuff. And they, you know, people say stuff.
What do they say? Never date a writer, never date a songwriter.
That's right. Yeah, be careful. That's what Promises to Minds is about. Be careful what you tell me. You don't know if you're going to be in a song or not. You have no idea.
All names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Yeah, and you know, that's not a steadfast rule. Maybe that'll change sometimes. Maybe I'm not going to change your name. We'll see.
I didn't go off and tell Joanne what you did. I just wrote in the song and told the world. Didn't say it was you.
Yeah. I grew up in Royal Oak, and I, you know, literally, I lived there before it was cool. I lived there when there was a dime store and a McDonald's. Like, that was all we had.
I was in Troy. I'm a cult, so.
Right.
We tried to kick you guys to the curb every chance we could.
You didn't, though.
I wound up that was where I enlisted, was a Royal Joke. I mean, really? Royal Oak.
Very original. Did you just come up with that right now?
Just last week.
Yeah, oh. Anyway, so I go into, after not being there, because I, you know, lived on the East Coast, and then, you know, came back to visit, and everything's totally different. You know, you walk down the roads and you're like, what is this store? You know, and I walked
it's
in.
It's $500 to come in here.
Right. And I'm like, are these things for sale? Like, I don't know if I'm welcome here. I don't know. And I was asking the guy behind the counter. I'm like, so what is this place? And I said, this place wasn't here last time I was here. And he gave me such attitude. And he said, girl, you got to check the new design because things are changing. And I was like, that's it. And I went home and I wrote a song called White Trash Diner about that kid. Anyway, I wish I knew his name, but I'm like, you know what? If he deserves to have a song called White Trash Diner named,
which is what we're about to hear?
No, because it involves a big loop pedal and stuff. So now I set up that whole song. I'm not even going to do it. But you can go online and look. That's on YouTube somewhere.
If you're inclined to have her perform this in your diner... You've got to go to either Amy Petty's Facebook page.
Yep.
Or Twitter.
You know what? Yeah, search it on YouTube. That's where you're going to find it.
No. How to contact you to get you to do a house concert.
Yeah, find me on...
Website?
You know what? Yes, my website is down right now. But here, listen, in the next week, it's going to be up. And it's amypettymusic.com. And definitely contact me there. Definitely find me on Facebook. Definitely get me on Twitter. Those are the three places that you can get me. So, yeah, my gosh, I would love, I will come and sing in your living room anytime. It's my favorite thing to do. It is my favorite thing to do. I've sang all over the world. I sang at Carnegie Hall. I sang at the Kennedy Center. I've sang at huge halls all over the place. And I would cancel those shows. Well, I don't know if I'd cancel them. But I love house concerts. It's my favorite thing to do.
Where somebody can walk up to you and say, and you should audition for The Voice.
Yes. Yes. They people say that.
You're not. I mean it. You're good enough. You could win. You could be famous. Someday you'll make it and we'll say we knew you when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happens. And look, that doesn't just happen to me. That happens to anybody who sings today. Everybody thinks that you should audition for The Voice. And it's the highest compliment that can be paid nowadays. So I take the compliment. I didn't used to think of it as a compliment, but it is. And I take the compliment.
Wow, wrote something and show them why you are, in your own right, a successful singer who makes her living doing what makes her happy.
Right.
Yeah. Play something for them.
I sure will. How many songs do I got left? One, two? One,
two.
Two. Okay, good. All right, let's do this one. I'm going to tune up real quick.
Okay. Folks, I gotta find where I got this article. You have to look up what Amy said about being asked that question.
It's technically on my website.
Okay.
So it'll be there when my website stops being not alive.
Well, get there. I found it at this ATZ459.com.
Yeah.
ATZ459.com. Look up Amy Petty, why I won't be auditioning for The Voice or any other televised talent competition.
I'll post it on my Facebook page as well today. I'll post it so people can see it.
And just know that to hear her live, what you're getting now, she's just, you should always be comfortable when you perform, but to see her, I'm hearing some good things, and today is got me ready to go out to Trinity House. When? May?
May. Yep. May 21st, I believe.
All right. You got to put that up on the Facebook page today.
Sure. I will.
So people can budget.
Yeah.
That far ahead.
Good. Yeah.
Trinity House. Mm-hmm. Amy Petty playing what next?
I'll be playing the song Take It from my first album.
Take It by Amy Petty.
Say to you, like rubber and glue. could just trust in this wisdom, because you say I can't take it, and I can't take it. If you say I can't take it, well then I should probably take it. So give me a glimpse and I'll keep it. Give me a ship and I'll sink it. Just give me a chance and I'll bring it. Oh no, no, give me a line. Just give me some time and give me a sign and I'll sing it. I will sing.
Gotta let that one ring out. Amy Petty, Take It, from the first album, Mystery.
Mystery Keeps You.
Mystery Keeps You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So this has been Amy Petty. Her website is
amypettymusic.com.
Look for this in 1 week, 2 weeks,
yeah,
time?
A couple days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amypettymusic.com.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But in the meantime, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, mm-hmm. and the best house concert going near you. But for that grand view where any and everybody can, well, if you get your tickets in advance notice, which is why we're letting you know now, and we'll be back at Trinity House May 21st.
Yeah.
2016. So I'm telling you this in the beginning of November. Yeah. May 21st at Trinity House. And we're going to send you out of here with some Amy Petty music. So that's my mouth. Tell them something about you to leave us with.
I'm just, you know what? I lived on the East Coast for so long. It is so good to be back in Detroit. It is so good to be back here. I can't wait to get even more soaked in the music scene here. And I'm amped. I love it.
Y'all got to catch it. Royal Oak, you better represent. I will talk about you if you don't. Now warned. Amy Petty.
Stand still, 'cause you hold the hands of time. I'll wait until you hold these hands of mine. Tears me apart. but at least